Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10 past 10 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 17th. Let me first apologise for the late recording, but this has been a very interesting day. I'll be posting comment of the day presently. The dollar's rally continues, and that is beginning to have a knock-on effect for some of the assets which had benefited from the weakness of the US dollar over the last 6 months. The greatest impact has been felt in the gold market, and gold was down by in the region of $40 today and broke through the $1,100 level. Now it's becoming really quite oversold in the short term, and indeed on those long-term stochastics. So there is potential for a relief rally in here, and that's the main reason that I haven't closed my gold longs, even though I'll be taking some time off over Christmas, because I think there is the distinct possibility that we are going to get a bit of a relief rally in here. And the US dollar is a little bit overbought in the very short term, particularly against currencies such as the euro and the Swiss franc, and perhaps even the yen. But what we've seen is that this is a larger rally for the dollar against the euro and against some of those developed market currencies that make up the dollar index. Emerging market currencies haven't been nearly as weak against the US dollar, but we are starting to see evidence that some of them are beginning to play catch up here. And while we haven't had big moves in things, for example, like the Indonesian rupee just yet, the Korean won was a bit weaker in here today. We did see that the Singapore dollar, the Norwegian crown, the Brazilian real have all broken to the upside from these little so the US dollar has broken from to the upside against all of these currencies, and we are seeing some short covering affecting other markets. Now, in stock markets, the effect to date has been relatively muted, and that it could at least in part be or as a result of the fact that the vast majority of stock markets have been ranging for much of the last few months in a rather gradual regression towards the mean. So the amount of leverage that had been built up could have been unwound, and there's to an extent some of that money could have found its way, some of that speculative cash could have found its way into the gold market over the last couple of months, which helped to propel it up to that $1,200 level. And as it comes out and back into US dollars, we're seeing that that gold is probably coming under more pressure than is probably strictly warranted, particularly at this time of year. When we look at what we have out there, you're seeing that a little bit of strength is coming into the treasury markets. The 30-year was up by 1.5 points today. The 10-year was up by almost 1 point, and Euro bunds were quite a bit stronger as well. In the broader stock markets, there hasn't been too much of a reaction to date. Certainly, the Japanese banks are probably reacting in no small part to the fact that the yen is getting weaker in here, and they've posted two really impressive upward dynamics in the last 3 weeks, and that's a solid indication of accumulation down here at the March and 2003 lows. And elsewhere in the equity markets, the vast majority of these indices have not had downward dynamics in here. We have seen, for example, that Wall Street has closed out the day down by about 1%, maybe a little bit more than that. And Europe was all down. Most of the indices were down more than 1%, but none of them more than 2%. So we're seeing a little bit of weakness coming into these stock markets, but the vast majority of them are at the upper side of their ranges, and those ranges have been ongoing for much of the last 3 months. There's no particular overbought condition there, and mean reversion has certainly taken place over the last few months. So if we're seeing a little bit of resistance being encountered at the upper sides of the range, that's probably not going to be cause for panic for the vast majority of people, and the progressions of higher reaction lows remain very much in place. And when we look at the commodity markets, Well, most commodities also pulled back in here today, but for example, some of those leading commodities, such as sugar, were only down marginally on the day. Now they were well off the highs on the day, but nonetheless, they have held the majority of the gain posted over the last few days. And oil is still in the region of $72. The grains were probably hardest hit, but then they haven't been particularly strong either. And corn is back below $4, and soybeans was down by 37 cents today. The precious metals continue to be where the greatest weakness is being felt as a result of this dollar rally, and silver was down by 50 cents. Platinum was down by $26, but silver remains above that $17 level. Platinum remains above the $1,400 level. So, really, and if we look at the industrial metals, yes, copper was a bit weaker in here today, it was down 8 cents, and nickel was down by $400, and zinc was down by 43. But these aren't clear downward dynamics. And where we did have the downward dynamic was in the gold market. So it really is gold that is reacting most strongly to dollar strength. But as I said, gold is a little bit oversold in the short term, and those oscillators that technicians look at will be looking really quite overbought or oversold at this stage, and there is potential for a relief rally to occur. And the dollar is becoming a little bit overextended in the short term. Now, with that said, you do need an upward dynamic in favor of gold and a downward dynamic against the dollar to suggest that we're getting a little bit of relief to the moves that we've had over the last couple of days. But this isn't really a cause for panic either. Gold has certainly pulled back violently in the last 10 days or so. But it was somewhat overextended when it got up there to the $1,200 level, and we appear to be in a period of consolidation, which to date has been rather swift. The moving average is still quite a way away, but we do have this oversold condition, so I won't be selling my gold at this level after today's downward dynamic, and I'm happy to sit with it for a while longer, although there is the risk that the total position is now going to move into the red in perhaps in the short term. When we look at the dollar beyond the short term, what we're seeing at the moment is short covering, and the dollar index found support in a fairly obvious potential area of support, which was the upper side of the 2008 range or base formation. But it's very difficult to make a bullish case for why the dollar should be rallying, other than we're seeing some of the leverage that's been built up in this year being unwound as we approach the end of the year. And that would suggest that all depending on how much of this leverage is unwound as we head into the final week of the year, we could see other markets coming under a little bit of pressure here. But there's no sound reason other than the safe haven type trade to be very long of dollars or long of treasuries. So the chances are that this is probably not to be flippant, but a one-hit wonder for the dollar in this gradual bottoming out process, where we're seeing the dollar index range broadly between 74 and 90. And while I certainly don't expect the current rally to get all the way back up there to the upper side of this range, the action that we've seen over the last couple of days does suggest that the dollar has some additional upside in the next weeks and months. And in the absence of any downward dynamics, the chances are that the advance that we've seen over the last couple of days will be consolidated in the region of this 75 to 77 area on the dollar index. And the short-term downtrends have been broken. We've talked at length about the consistency of the dollar's downtrend being the progression of lower rally highs on the dollar index and a number of those larger currencies, and they have most certainly been broken at this point, which breaks the consistency of that 6 month downtrend and at the very least has checked the decline in the short term. Where the dollar finds support on the next pullback will be a much better indicator of where it is going to go next, because we've seen the short covering and we don't have any evidence yet that that short covering is over. But when the short covering that is going to happen has happened, the dollar will pull back, and if it finds support above the little range that we had in late November, then we'll have evidence that there'll be a new short-term uptrend or perhaps medium-term uptrend underway. But in the meantime, the risk premium has increased because the primary funding currency for leverage is now going the opposite direction. So the tailwind that has been behind risk assets over the last 6 months has now turned into a headwind. And while markets will trade on their individual merits, the fact that the funding currency for leverage is no longer providing that cushion of support for risky or speculation in risk assets suggests that the risk premium has advanced, and the likelihood that we may have a swifter reversion towards the mean for some of the higher flying stock markets and currencies has increased quite considerably over the last couple of days. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish happy holidays to all of you.